One thing, and this is on the top of my mind because I've just experienced it the last couple of weeks. One thing that has been pretty obvious to me is that a lot of times hospital medicine seems to really miss the point. I think outpatient medicine also misses the point once in a while, but I can give an example, which probably makes it help a little bit better. You know, this past week, we've had three patients come in with strokes, and pretty big ones, you know. And it becomes this process, and I'm working at this county hospital. It's run a little bit differently there, but it becomes this process where it's like the ego of the neurologist communicating with the neurosurgeon and trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? And then they go ahead and do an intervention. Like they'll go into the brain and they'll do all this fancy, flashy surgery and they'll pull out the clot. But really, when it comes down to it, it's almost like, what is the ultimate goal here? What's trying to be done? And in the three of the cases that I've seen in the last week, all of these patients have ended up, almost, I would say it's hard to tell if they're worse off than they would have been without the surgery, but they've all ended up in a coma or passing away or being in a state where they're never going to be able to recover. And just seeing that, it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of makes me wonder, just is this, these lengths these people go through sometimes, it seems like almost like a futile effort, and having more of a, having people around and their family to be there and be present, let them help make the decision, because all these decisions were made by the physicians. None of these decisions were made by anyone who was around, who knew the patient. So, it's been pretty, striking to see how these situations have all played out, where the medicine's taking such a big jump to make these moves and, you know, in a short amount of time, and people haven't been able to necessarily have their wishes, respected. So that was a big one. Surprisingly, it hasn't had a huge effect on me. I don't know why. I think it's the culture that once you get in the hospital, once you're in that role of trying to be a provider, you kind of remove yourself from the experience to some degree. And certainly the people that are making decisions and everything, they've been there for years and they're able to do that with incredible ease. But I don't know why I feel so guilty that I can go into that situation and see a person in a coma and it doesn't affect me like I really kind of wish it would. I don't know how I can really articulate that properly, but you know, they're doing these gross pain stimuli on people and trying to arouse them from their coma, and I'm so easily able to separate myself from the fact that this is someone's mom or, you know, grandmother, daughter. I mean, everything, like that they're a real actual person who had this, you know, I'm sure, you know, beautiful life prior to coming in, and having this happen. And we just look at them like, oh, what is their Glasgow coma score? You know, what are their eyes, their verbal, their motor, what? And so it's kind of made me feel a little bit sick that I've been able to do that so easily. And it makes me, always kind of want to remember and root down and remember, you know, the humanity in medicine. I guess my point is that I feel like I'm all too easily getting drawn into this, this machine without, you know, really kind of mentally rooting myself into, you know, yeah, respecting people and understanding that these are real lives. Fourth year is a little bit easier, honestly, but there's residency, and then there's the attending as a physician. I'm worried that is going to have, when that comes around, it's going to have even more time and responsibility commitment. And then I worry, wow, how am I ever going to be able to, you know, be good to myself throughout this process? And it's kind of a scary thing to have in the back of your mind as you're working so hard towards a goal. So that's why I think integrated medicine is super important to work, think clever and creatively about how we can make it work and incorporate it into daily practice. Why can I separate so easily from this person who's in a coma? Or, you know, yeah, why is this experience so much different than if I saw someone, you know, near death on the street, where I'm sure it wouldn't, or a family member? How come it's so much different for me than if it was my own family member? And so I'm always trying to evaluate that, yeah. I think that, I mean, certainly, you know, ideally someday when I am practicing and doing my thing, I always have these ideas and goals and what I want it to be like, and I'm still hoping that I can make this happen. I hope that the system doesn't override my ability to do my own thing. And I think that, you know, whatever I do, I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen. I just can see sometimes how people just get, you know, with the best intentions, just get launched into this thing. You know, it's just this like track that they can get on, like one of those cars that, you know, as a kid, you put them on the track, you know, pull the little remote thing and they just zip around. And like, once you just place it on the track, it's so hard to get off of it. But I think I'm always going to try to be, you know, doing my own thing. But that being said, you know, when I finally get in the role where I'm able to call the shots and what I'm doing, really, I would love to have everyone who's around me exposed often to the ways other types of medicine, other types of healing actually practice. And, for instance, if I had, in my ideal world, I have a clinic, a gastroenterology clinic, because I want to be a GI doc, and all of the employees, I think weekly, I would make it required and like make sure that it was, you know, they would be reimbursed for it, but would get to go experience how an Ayurvedic practitioner sees patients. Because when I've gone and done experiences like that, I always say to myself, these people, these practitioners have so much, they take such a closer look at the person. They take so much more care in what they're doing with these people, and I think effectively can learn so much more about them in such a short amount of time. And I think that you have to have that experience and be like on the other end of it to really try to be able to incorporate the way you treat people as well. That would be my ultimate goal someday. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. And I also will continue to explore those things as well, so I don't forget what it means to be really, you know, present and attentive to patients and to, I guess, everyone, but specifically in this context, patients.